Hi guys, welcome back to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Erin.
So yesterday we were talking about how to find a balance in life with schedules. Mm-hmm. And we talked about Benjamin Franklin.
Yes, he kept a very strict schedules. Now we learned that he was one of the founding fathers of the US. He was a very busy and important man. So he used different types of schedules in his daily life to achieve all of his goals and to live with discipline and moderation. Now, these schedules can be quite difficult to follow nowadays, but there are more modern schedules that might be easier for us to use.
So you just said to me you've been trying the current one, Franklin's schedule.
I've been trying his 13 virtue schedule.
So what sort of things might you do in a day?
Well, right now, I'm taking them step by step, and so I have to be careful not to overeat with
my
food.
Sensible.
And I also have to maintain a sense of order in my life.
That should be easy for you.
It is. That's the easiest one, because I'm already very organized. The other one I'm working on right now is silence. He practiced being silent if what he said wasn't important, he didn't say it.
I see. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll talk a bit more about these kinds of things in the article, but let's have a read through of it first.
Reading. Find a balance in life with schedules. It's not easy to imagine keeping a schedule similar to Franklin's now. Gretchen Rubin, author of The Happiness Project, offers a modern schedule that seems easier to live by. Rubin created The Happiness Project in order to dedicate 1 year toward finding happiness. She designed a 12-month schedule with each month devoted to a different happiness pursuit. In January, Rubin focused on boosting her energy. She had more fun in May when her goal was to be serious about play. In December, she combined the previous 11 months together. She called December her happiness boot camp. You might be thinking that it all seems too difficult. Perhaps you don't have time to think about happiness schedules or worry about the good things you did that day. Rubin, therefore, keeps her advice simple. Don't get it perfect. Get it going. She says, try changing just one habit at first, or treating yourself to a gift when you succeed. Give it a shot and see if it brings you success or happiness too.
The article begins by saying, it's not easy to imagine keeping a schedule similar to Franklin's now, as Erin and I have just been discussing. I guess with different times, we're slightly busier, the world is a different place, so it's probably harder to do those kinds of things.
Yes, you'd think it'd be easier with the amount of technology we use, but I think it's a different world altogether.
Okay.
The article also tells us about a different kind of schedule. It says, Gretchen Rubin, author of The Happiness Project, offers a modern schedule that seems easier to live by. Now, we see the word author in this sentence. Author is spelled A-U-T-H-O-R, and it's a noun. An author is someone who writes books or articles or other things, especially as their job.
Hey, we're authors.
It's true.
We write these articles.
Yes. Another example sentence could be, Tyler's favorite author writes books about strange mysteries.
That does sound interesting. Mm-hmm. In that sentence, we also saw the word modern, a modern schedule. A modern, M-O-D-E-R-N, modern, is an adjective, and it means using new styles that are very different from the styles of the past. Mm-hmm. We could talk about modern buildings, modern technology, modern society, modern clothing, and all sorts. And here's another example. We threw away our ugly old sofa and replaced it with a nicer, more modern one.
Sometimes I think that needs to happen in my grandmother's house.
Yes, I could, maybe my mother-in-law could learn something from that sentence too.
Right. At the end of this sentence, we saw the phrase live by. Now, live by means to behave according to a particular set of beliefs or values. So right now, I'm trying to live by Franklin's 13 virtues. Or we could say, Don has always tried to live by the rules of his religion.
Mm-hmm. And that means he just has to try and live his life like his religion says he should.
Yes.
Kind of follow the commandments, do what the religious books say, and so on.
Yes.
Okay, so this author, Gretchen Rubin, the article says, Rubin created the Happiness Project in order to dedicate 1 year towards finding happiness.
Mm.
So to dedicate, spelled D-E-D-I-C-A-T-E, dedicate, means to spend time and effort doing something. So in this case, dedicating a year, a whole year.
That's a long
towards
time.
Finding happiness. Oh, it's going to be a fun year if that's what you're doing.
I hope so. Sounds great. Sounds like she'll be happy at the end of it.
Exactly. And we've got another example sentence for dedicate here, which is, Amy wants to dedicate more time to her friends and family. She wants to spend more time with them, less on work or maybe on herself.
I feel that Amy might probably be happy when she does that too.
Sounds as though she would be. Yes.
The next sentence in the article says, she designed a 12-month schedule with each month devoted to a different happiness pursuit. Now, we see an interesting grammar pattern in this sentence. We see the word with plus an object and an object complement. The object complement gives more information about the object we use in the sentence.
Okay, so in this sentence, the object is the month, and the object complement is devoted to a pursuit, so describing what happens in that month.
Another example would say, Ken bought a new jacket with a special pocket hidden on the inside. So their object is a special pocket.
A
special pocket. And the complement, or the more information, is that it's hidden on the inside.
Okay, on the inside of his jacket in this case. All right. In the article, we saw that each of these months is dedicated to a different, or devoted to. Devoted kind of means the similar thing to dedicate. But it is dedicated or devoted to a different happiness pursuit. So pursuit can mean to kind of chase after something, but here we're using the word as an uncountable noun. It's spelt P-U-R-S-U-I-T, pursuit. And it means the process of trying to achieve or get something that you really want, okay? In the article, it's talking about the pursuit of happiness. You're trying to be happy. Here's another sentence. Ollie's pursuit of Rachel ended when he asked her out, and she said no. So here, his pursuit of her is he wants to be her boyfriend or something like that. He wants to date her, but and he was pursuing her, you know, kind of trying to show off a bit, show how good he was, asking her to come out for a date. He finally asks her out.
She turns
him down. She knocks him back. It's hard, Ollie. I've been there.
Poor Ollie.
Don't worry. It happens to us all, often a lot. You'll get there in the end.
Well, I wonder what she did in her pursuit of happiness.
Okay, let's find out.
So the article says next, in January, Rubin focused on boosting her energy.
Makes sense.
We see the word boost here. Now, boost is spelled B-O-O-S-T, and it's a verb that means to help something to increase, improve, or become more successful. So she was trying to increase her energy in this month.
Okay. How would one increase one's... Is that sort of exercise?
I think so.
You know, you kind of feel fitter, you don't feel so tired often.
I would say probably eating healthier food.
Of course, yes.
A lot of people drink coffee to boost their energy, but she probably is doing it in a more healthy way. Instead of
sleeping earlier.
Yes.
Keeping a regular sleep schedule so you don't, you know, you're getting up and going to bed at the same time.
Exactly.
I see.
Another example sentence we could use for boost is, some people believe that buying lots of lottery tickets will boost their chances of winning the money.
I guess it does, but only by such a tiny amount. I'm not sure if it's worth it.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, so that was January, boosting the energy. Boost can be a noun as well. You can say give yourself an energy boost.
Right.
But what about later in the year? The article says she had more fun in May when her goal was to be serious about play.
I would like to be serious about play.
But surely that doesn't mean she's just kind of going out with her friends all the time, or is she kind of like doing more fun activities, you know, maybe a few sports, going out on hikes, bungee jump.
I think she's trying to focus more on the things that she really likes doing.
Okay.
So if she really likes seeing her friends for dinner, maybe she's trying to do that more often.
A lot in a month. Okay. Mm-hmm. Or if she's serious about, you know, I really want to stay at home and learn a new hobby or something like that. She's going to concentrate on that for May.
Yes.
Maybe turn down a few social engagements.
Mm-hmm. The next line in the article says, in December, she combined the previous 11 months together.
Wow.
Now, we've got two vocabulary words in this sentence, and the first is combine. Combine is spelled C-O-M-B-I-N-E. Combine. This verb, when you combine things, means that you use them, do them, or put them together.
Mm-hmm.
For example, David and Jessica combined their money to buy their mother a gift for Mother's Day. That means David and Jessica put both of their money together and you did one thing with them.
Okay, bought one gift. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, we also saw the word previous, P-R-E-V-I-O-U-S, previous, which means something that's happened before what you're talking about now. Could be a previous event or previous period in time, something like that. For example, I've met Tim on two previous occasions. I can't believe he still can't remember my name. It means you've met him twice in the past. Mm-hmm. He just still doesn't know who you are.
Oh, that's too bad. In the next sentence, we see the underlined words boot camp. It says, she called December her happiness boot camp. Now, a boot camp is a short, intense, difficult course of training. For example, Jenny wanted to get in shape before summer started, so she joined a boot camp at her local gym.
Yeah, I think they call it a boot camp because it's often used by, like, army soldiers wearing boots. So it's kind of like almost army training or police training.
I think it's related to the military.
Yeah, it's the sort of thing athletes would do before the start of a season to get themselves fit for the new season.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you've heard about all this, you know, a month of play, a month of energy, a month of boot camp, the article says you might be thinking that it all seems too difficult.
That's just about what I was thinking, actually. It continues to say, perhaps you don't have time to think about happiness schedules or worry about the good things you did that day.
The article then says, Ruben therefore keeps her advice simple. And the advice is, don't get it perfect, get it going, she says. That means don't try and make it the best you can be. Just start. Just get started.
That's the first step. Let's look at what the article says next. It says, try changing just one habit at first or treating yourself to a gift when you succeed. When you treat somebody to something, it means to do or to buy something special for someone else. For example, Kate's mother and father treated her to ice cream after she did well on the difficult test.
Sounds great. Mm-hmm. It'd make me do better on the test.
Exactly.
And so this kind of means, like, if somebody's done something difficult or hard and, you know, you might want to give them something as a reward, or even you just give somebody something for no reason.
Just for being them.
For feeling nice for them.
Yes.
Okay, and the article finishes by saying, give it a shot and see if it brings you success or happiness too. Okay, give something a shot. In this case, the it is Rubin's year of happiness, her schedule, her, what's it called, the happiness project.
Yes.
Okay, but the phrase altogether, give something a shot, is today's shortcut for you. So we're going to listen to that in a moment, and when we come back, we'll be discussing our For You chat question.
Shortcut for you.
What are you doing, Angeline?
I'm playing a video game. It's so fun. You have to kill all the bad guys.
It looks really fun.
Do you want to give it a shot?
Okay, where's the gun?
You don't use guns to shoot the bad guys.
But you asked me to give it a shot.
To give it a shot means to make an attempt to do something.
Oh, I see. To give it a shot means 尝试. So, how do I kill these bad guys?
You have to use the vegetables on the ground.
A carrot makes a pretty good weapon.
For You Chat.
So the question for today is, what is something you want to improve in your life and why?
And
our
question.
It is. Our article also encourages people to speak with partners or other classmates to find out. But, Erin, something you want to improve in your life and why you want to improve it?
Well, I find that even with my schedules, I really enjoy being lazy sometimes.
Who doesn't? Come on.
So, what I've wanted to start improving is that I just want to find more interesting things to do more often. So I've been getting involved with a theater group, and I've been learning how to act.
Wow.
And I've been spending my time doing that, and I'm finding that it's improving my confidence quite a bit.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Of the many things I wish I could improve, I could exercise more. I could be fitter, he says quietly.
Less chocolate?
I don't eat that much chocolate. But thing is, I like your idea.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, though, I feel like I've just got too much on.
Right.
So one thing I would sometimes feel like I need to do is just kind of really focus on one thing.
Right.
So I sometimes feel like I do so much, I would like, I don't have enough time to hit that one.
Do
thing.
It all. Right.
So I kind of want to pick that one thing and really, really push it hard.
Mm-hmm.
So every now and again, I have to say, I'm sorry, I can't get involved in this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I maybe need to get better at doing that, so I end up doing less. Because I've also got, you know, I need to spend time with the wife and her family and so on. So
one thing that I do to make sure I get enough rest is, if I am doing a lot, I always make sure I schedule one night a week where I don't have to do
home
anything.
Time, me time. Okay. Sounds a pretty good idea. What about you guys? What do you want to improve? Have a chat about this. But we're going to sign off now. For English For You, I am Pat.
And I'm Erin.
Thanks for listening. Talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Find a balance in life with schedules. It's not easy to imagine keeping a schedule similar to Franklin's now. Gretchen Rubin, author of The Happiness Project, offers a modern schedule that seems easier to live by. Rubin created The Happiness Project in order to dedicate 1 year toward finding happiness. She designed a 12-month schedule with each month devoted to a different happiness pursuit. In January, Rubin focused on boosting her energy. She had more fun in May when her goal was to be serious about play. In December, she combined the previous 11 months together. She called December her happiness boot camp. You might be thinking that it all seems too difficult. Perhaps you don't have time to think about happiness schedules or worry about the good things you did that day. Ruben, therefore, keeps her advice simple. Don't get it perfect. Get it going. She says, try changing just one habit at first or treating yourself to a gift when you succeed. Give it a shot and see if it brings you success or happiness too.
Vocabulary Review.
Author. Erin went to the bookstore to buy her favorite author's new book. Modern. Modern computers are much smaller and faster than the ones used in the 1980s. Pursuit. Francis lost many friends in his pursuit of power. Combine. The art teacher taught his students to combine yellow and blue paint to make green. Previous. Today's test will be on the previous two chapters in our science book.